Presentation. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents high school basketball.
Bounce pass on the right side to Vanessa Van Kirk. Holds the ball, comes out to Osterhaus, out of Mariah Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be too strong. Rebound, Bergen, her shot, good as he fouled. Claire Bergen grabs the offensive board and the putback for the Phillies.
Today it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Kissinger at the other end puts a 12-footer up and in, and Jamie has the first two buckets of the ball game here for Minden. Here's a three, Kissinger up and in, barely rippled the net. Jamie Kissinger, 3 for 3, has the first 7 points of the ball game.
Six programs will hoist a state trophy today, and you can hear every game right here on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln right after this from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center for our fifth game of six here on Championship Saturday. And we've got a good matchup here in Class B here tonight. Number one ranked Seward taking on the number two ranked Elkhorn Antlers in the Class B State High School Basketball Championship here tonight. That's our next game up. Seward is currently 24-0 on the season. This is a team that has rattled off 74 wins in a row. They have won two consecutive state championships in Class B with undefeated seasons, trying to make it three straight here tonight. This will be number 75 in a row here this evening as Seward takes on Elkhorn. This is a team that comes in here. Elkhorn, we're talking about, is a 23-1. Been ranked number two in most of the major polls all season long. Their only loss of the year was to Bellevue West, and that's a Class A team that played in the state championship earlier tonight, losing to Bellevue East in their Class A state championship ball game. So Elkhorn and Seward squaring off here in the Class B state championship. Class C1 state title game yet to come. That'll be the next ball game coming up with Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Wahoo. This is the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Best of luck in tonight's ball game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Your yield leaders, contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. We'll come back, get some pregame information as we continue from the Bob Devaney Sports Center on ESPN Radio.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
All right, Bob, back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Class B State Championship game for you tonight here on ESPN Radio. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. Seward, as we mentioned, coming in a record of 24 wins and no losses on the season. Seward beating Crete, York, and Beatrice to get here in their district tournament, knocking out Beatrice in the district championship game by a score of 45-17. Seward so far here in the state tournament has beaten the eighth-seeded team in Omaha Scott. That was on Thursday, winning by a score of 61-42. And then they got matched up with Beatrice again in the semifinals last night and beat the Orange by a score of 48-34. Seward is a team that is averaging 67.2 points per ball game. They play tremendous defense. They're giving up only 30.1 on the defensive end. And they are currently being led scoring-wise by Emily Cady. Cady is coming to Nebraska next year. 6'2". She's a senior, averaging 12 points and 6 rebounds per game. And then Beth Boslavsky is a 5'6" junior. Boslavsky is averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. She really is the quarterback in the team. She's averaging 4 assists and 3.4 steals per ball game. So those are the two of the girls that Elkhorn will have to shut down here tonight. Emily Cady and Beth Boslavsky for Seward. Meanwhile, when you look at Elkhorn, they picked up a win over South Sioux City in their district championship game by a score of 61-57. Elkhorn is a team that is 23-1 in the season. Again, losing only to Bellevue West during the regular season, a Class A team that we saw earlier today in the Class A state championship game. They lost to Bellevue West by a score of 77-51. Other than that, this is a team that has manhandled a lot of their opponents. In fact, they allowed only 8 points in the ball game to Platteview. As we look over their regular season schedule, they beat Platteview this year by a score of 57-8. They don't allow a whole lot of points either. 35.7 on the defensive end. They average 59.1 offensively. And their leading scorer is Kathleen Cox. She's a 5'7" senior who is averaging 13 points per ball game. And Brittany Lynch, the big girl inside at 6'1" and a senior, she is averaging 15 points and 7 rebounds per game. So a potential solid matchup inside with Brittany Lynch going for Elkhorn and also Emily Cady going for Seward in the basketball game here tonight. Again, the Seward Blue Jays, a team that is 24-0 in the season. They have won 74 straight games, back-to-back state titles for the Seward Blue Jays as they make another appearance here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. This is appearance number 10. They were the state runner-up in Class B in 1997, so a nice little run here for the Blue Jays. Runner-up in 1997 and then championships in 2009 and in 2010. Elkhorn making their ninth trip to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They were here last year. They picked up the state title in Class B in 1985. We'll check the starting lineups coming up next on ESPN Radio. We'll be back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, getting set for the Class B state championship game here tonight between Elkhorn and Seward. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. That's 5 Points Bank, member FDIC. Starting lineups for the Seward Blue Jays here tonight. Seward going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the gold here tonight. Seward will go with Hannah Traverti. Traverti is a 5'9" sophomore who is averaging 12.5 points and 3.1 rebounds per ball game. Also getting a start will be Emily Cady, a 6'2" senior, averaging 12.6 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Katie's also got 44 block shots so far this season for Seward, averaging 2.5 assists and 2.2 steals per ball game. Beth Boslavsky is a 5'6" junior, averaging 11 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. Boslavsky also averaging 4 assists and 3.4 steals per ball game. Cady Hughes is a 5'10" junior, averaging 5 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. And then Courtney Zajina is a 6'2" sophomore, averaging 10.8 points and 5.4 rebounds per ball game. The Seward Blue Jays are coached by Tom Traverti. Starting lineups for Elkhorn. in the basketball game tonight. The Antlers are going to be dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. They will go with Jamie Miner, who's a 5'5" senior. Miner averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds per game. Also, Sarah Ritzdorf, a 5'9" senior. Ritzdorf averaging 4 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Kathleen Cox is a 5'7" senior, averaging 13 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. She scored 16 in their opening round win over Norris the other day, winning in overtime 46-43. Came back with only 4 points last night in their win over Holdridge, 46-39. Courtney Jensen is a 5'11" senior. Jensen is averaging 9 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. She had 12 last night against the Holdridge Dusters. Then Brittany Lynch, a 6'1" senior. Lynch averaging 15 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. She has had a solid state tournament so far. She had 17 points in their opening round win over Norris on Thursday, and then coming back with 10 points last night against Holdridge. So it's number one and number two, really what it should be when it comes down to the state tournament, when you get to the finals, and we'll see it here tonight in Class B. Elkhorn 23-1 in the season, and Seward 24-0. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island, member FDIC. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on ESPN Radio. Again, just got done crowning the Class D1 state champion here tonight as Howells picked up the win over Pender by a score of 46-36. Earlier today, if you're just joining us, in Class A, the winner was Bellevue East as they beat Bellevue West by a score of 52-49. They also crowned a state champion earlier tonight in Class C2. It was Homer over Crofton by a score of 49-45. And in Class D2, earlier today, it was Why Not winning their second state championship in the school's history. They beat Hayes Springs by a score of 42-33. So this is the fifth game of six today, championship Saturday. Here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, we've got one more to go, and that's involving Hastings St. Cecilia and the Wahoo. That ball game is going to be a much later start. It was supposed to be an 8:30 start. It's going to be closer to 9 o'clock before that one will get underway here tonight. Our girls' high school basketball coverage brought to you in part by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer located on the main street in Hildreth. So Seward's going to shoot to our basket to our right. Emily Caney will jump up there for the Seward Blue Jays. Courtney Jensen into the center circle now for Seward, or rather for Elkhorn. This should be a pretty good basketball game here tonight. Number one against number two, a large crowd on hand as Seward looks for their 75th consecutive win here tonight. There's the whistle, and the ball is in the air, and Seward controls the opening tip. Blue Jays will shoot to our basket to our right. Here's a Hannah Taverdi with the ball. It's going to be Elkhorn starting off on the man-to-man defense. Taverdi moves it on the dribble to the left side. Comes out now to a Boslavsky. Boslavsky dribbles with the ball, hands it away to Emily Caney, drives toward the hole. Throws it down here in the corner of the right side to Taverdi. Circles around down the lane. The shot is up there. It's good. Hannah Taverdi scores for Seward. Puts it up there right-handed on the drive. Bounces off of the backboard and down through the hole. And the Blue Jays go out on top with a score of 2-0 here in the ball game. Seward will pressure here in backcourt. Elkhorn brings it into the offensive zone. Miner has got the ball. Miner now to Brittany Lynch. Comes to the near side. That's going to be Ritzdorf with the ball. Ritzdorf at the top of the key. Cox throws up a three. Her shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Lynch grabs it. Lynch down the lane, trying to put a move on. Throws up for the shot and scores. Brittany Lynch scores for Elkhorn, who answers the call from Hannah Traverti. They got the field goal back to the other end for Seward. We're tied up at 2 points apiece, a minute into the ball game. Boslavsky's pass is going to be deflected. Boslavsky picks it back down and now gets it to Traverti. Her shot from three is good. Hannah Taverdi throws up a three ball from the right sideline, and Seward goes out on top by a score of 5-2. Pressure by the Jays here in backcourt. Elkhorn turns the ball over. Emily Caney has got it now for Seward. The first turnover on Elkhorn here in the basketball game. Caney gets it away to a Boslavsky. Comes out now to a Hannah Taverdi, who's hit a 3 and a 2 so far in the ball game for Seward. She's got all 5 points for the Jays. Boslavsky spins at the elbow, drives it down the lane, and a traveling violation is called. Boslavsky trying to take the ball down to Katie Hughes in the low block left side. Is whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Seward here in the basketball game. 6:27 to play in the first quarter. Seward out on top of Elkhorn by a score of 5-2. Pressure again by the Jays in backcourt. Long pass ahead. They get it to Brittany Lynch. She outraces the defense. Stops, spins in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled. Emily Katie is going to be whistled for the personal foul here for Seward. That's going to be her first foul and the first team foul on the Jays in the first quarter of play. Brittany Lynch to the free throw line now for Elkhorn. Lynch is an all-stater for the Antlers. She's averaging 15.7 points per ball game, 7.9 rebounds per game. Her shot is up there is good. So a couple of all-staters in the ball game. Going to be matched up inside with Lynch for Elkhorn and Emily Cady for Seward. Now a 5-3 ball game. Seward with a two-point lead. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Brittany Lynch hits a couple of free throws, and it's now a 5-4 ball game with the Jays out on top. Elkhorn applying some pressure here in backcourt. Emily Cady on the dribble, takes it to the far sideline, and hand it to Verdi. Verdi now up to four. They get it down the wing to Zajina. Zajina comes back out to Cady, sends out near the 10-second line to hand it to Verdi. Verdi trying to drive it, now gives it away to Cady. She takes the ball at the elbow, gives it away now to Boslavsky, spins down the lane, back out to Cady for three. Shot is up there, she buries it. Emily Cady throws up a three ball from the left side, and Seward goes out on top by a score of 8-4. So a couple of three balls thrown up there by the Seward Blue Jays so far in the ball game, and Seward has doubled the score now. Elkhorn having problems with the pressure here. They finally get it in the hands of Kathleen Cox, and she'll bring it into the offensive scoring zone here against Hannah Taverdi. Cox finds a seam, drives it into the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Hughes. Hughes has got it for the Jays. Bounce pass goes along to Emily Cady. Cady comes into the forecourt. Long pass ahead. Deflected. Almost intercepted. Now it is, but she's out of bounds. They try to get it to Hannah Taverdi on the left sideline. The ball was intercepted there by Ritzdorf of Elkhorn, but she came down out of bounds right in front of the Antlers bench over there. We got 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the first quarter. Seward out on top here in the Class B State Championship game, 8-4 over second-ranked Elkhorn. Here's Cady with the ball. Now to Taverdi, moves it down in the corner. That's Zajina. Zajina moves to her left, fires the ball back outside of Taverdi. Her pass to the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Miner. She goes the distance and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Taverdi. Miner misses the layup after she steals the ball. Zajina back the other way. Her shot is no good. And now we got a foul on the rebound as Zajina came down with it. So the pace is definitely a little quicker than what we saw in the Class D Wednesday championship game. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Ritzdorf of Elkhorn. That's going to be your first. And to the free throw line for Seward is going to be Courtney Zajina. She's averaging 10.8 points per ball game and 5.4 rebounds per game. She had 10 in the opening round ball game with her win over Omaha Scott. And the free throw is up and in. So Seward has beaten Omaha Scott so far in the state tournament, 61-42. They've also downed Beatrice, 48-34. Now they're on top of second-ranked Elkhorn by the score of 9-4 here. We're early in the basketball game in the first quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Courtney Zajina will look up into a field of hands up there behind the backboard. That's where the Elkhorn student body section is at, and she drains the free throw. So a couple of free throws thrown down the hole there by Courtney Zajina. Here's a long pass ahead. They get it to Miner. Miner outracing the defense. Her shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Grace Smetter missed a personal foul for Seward. She just checked into the ball game. Elkhorn got behind the defense and a long pass down the floor. And now Jamie Miner will go to the free throw line for Elkhorn. That's going to be the second team foul called on Seward here in this first quarter of play. Jamie Miner to the stripe now for Elkhorn. She will look up into the Seward student body section behind the backboard here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Miner's shot is up there. It's no good. Misses it. Short. Miner's got 4 points so far in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. All 4 points coming last night in their 46-39 win over the Holdridge Dusters. Elkhorn has beaten 7-seeded Norris and 6-seeded Holdridge so far here in the state tournament. They've got 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's a 10-4 ball game. Seward has got the lead over Elkhorn. We'll have another free throw coming up here from Jamie Meyer. It's in the air, and it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Cady. So 10-4 is the score. Cady gets the ball ahead. Now to Taverdi. Her shot for three. It's off of the front iron. No good. Battle for Reed Brown. It's brought out of there by Elkhorn. Coming up with the ball is going to be Kathleen Cox as she runs her back the other way. Down the lane. Jump pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Bartosz, and her shot is up and in. Rick Bartosz scoring there for Elkhorn. Now it's a 10-6 ball game. Seward with a four-point lead. Cady quickly into the forecourt to Taverdi. And Taverdi with the ball out here in three-point territory. Bartosz is now at the point of the defense out here, picking up Anna Taverdi's. They get the ball away to Cady. Cady down to the right side is Smetter. Dribble penetration, throws it over here on the wing. Anna Taverdi with the ball on the dribble, moves it to the right side of the floor, and a foul is going to be called. Courtney Jensen going to be whistled for a personal foul for Elkhorn. That's going to be her first, team foul number two on the Antlers here in the contest. Into the ball game now for Elkhorn. Checking in there is going to be a Crystal Foster. Crystal Foster into the ball game now for Elkhorn. She's a 5'7" junior, averaging 3 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Seward with a 4-point lead, 10-6 is the score. Class B state championship ball game for you tonight here on ESPN Radio. Emily Cady back outside to Verdi for three. That one is short. Rebound loose in the lane. We're going to have a jump ball called. So a jump ball going to be called here. The arrow pointing in favor of Elkhorn. So the Antlers will come back with the basketball here. 3:56 to play here in the first period. Elkhorn will try to inbound the ball against some pressure here from Seward in backcourt. Kathleen Cox has got it, tries to dribble it out of there. As the ball tipped away, Cox picks it up in the corner. Here's a pass deflected away by Boslowski. It goes out of bounds from the far side. And they're going to give the ball to who? It's going to go on Elkhorn. Boslowski indicated she didn't touch it, but the official's right there. Now they're going to have a little conference on the far sideline. And to give the ball to Seward. Evidently, she didn't touch it. A big grin there from Boslowski. Now the officials will give the ball away to Seward. Elkhorn turns it over. That's the second turnover of the ball game on the Antlers here in the first period. So Seward has got the ball. They have a 4-point lead, 10-6. Hannah Taverdi has got it now to Boslowski. Beth Boslowski with the ball, moves it on the dribble behind the screen from Emily Cady down in the corner. Now dumps it away to Cady. Spins on the baseline. Her shot is up there and in. Emily Cady with games of 10 and 18 points so far in this state tournament. She's got five so far in this one. And now Elkhorn turns the ball away in backcourt, and a timeout is called by the Antlers. Elkhorn having problems with the Seward pressure here in backcourt. They turn the ball away. The third turnover on Elkhorn in the first quarter. We've got a timeout. 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play in quarter number one. It's Seward 12, Elkhorn 6.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Girls State High School basketball coverage brought to you in part on ESPN Radio by Seth Johnson, your channel seed dealer located on Main Street in Hildreth. Seward will play things in off of the far side. The Jays have a 12-6 advantage over second-ranked Elkhorn here tonight. Here's Boslowski with the ball to Taferty. Back out to Boslowski. Dribble penetration. Throws it back out here to Cady. A long-range jumper is put up there and in. Nothing but net for Cady. That's a three-pointer. She was right there at the three-point arc, and she throws down another three. And Seward has got a 15-6 lead here in the ball game. Cady already with 8 points in the basketball game for Seward. Cox has got the ball now for the Antlers of Elkhorn. They set up in the offensive zone. Lynch has got it. Lynch trying to get away in three-point territory. Drives it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Out of bounds with Jensen. She receives the pass down there from Brittany Lynch, but she was out of bounds. Courtney Jensen steps out. That's going to be the third turnover on Elkhorn here in the basketball game. 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the first quarter. Seward with a 15-6 lead over Elkhorn. And now the Antlers will apply some pressure back here with Crystal Foster. Bringing the ball up will be Beth Boslowski. Right-handed dribble crosses the 10-second line with no problem. Boslowski works one-on-one. Jump pass goes to the far side. Hannah Taverdi gives it to Emily Cady. Cady now to Boslowski on the left sideline. Beth dribbles with the ball. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. A long-range jumper is going to be up there. No good by Zajanoff. Long rebound comes out to the far side. Picked up there by Taverdi. An offensive board for Seward. Taverdi, dribble penetration. Her shot off the glass. No good. Ball tapped around. It's still loose. It's picked up here by Zajanoff. Now she's tied up in the play. A lot of contact in there, but no foul called. Zajanoff ended up with it for Seward. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Jays. So Seward will play things in. Underneath their own basket to the left side. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 15-6. Seward with a lead over the Elkhorn Antlers here tonight in the Class B state championship ball game. Boslowski to Cady for three. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Elkhorn. Brittany Lynch with a rebound for the Antlers. Gets the ball away. And now here comes Kathleen Cox with it. Cox hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble. Stomps to the free throw line. Covered up there. Comes out to Lynch. Now to Cox. Kathleen Cox with the ball with her back to the basket. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Lynch. Lynch now to Miner, who's back into the ball game. Miner to Cox, throws up a shot from the elbow. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out to Boschlowski, down for Seward. Beth Boschlowski with the ball now for the Jays. Right-handed dribble. A minute and 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. Boschlowski gets away on the dribble. Comes over here now to Katie Hughes. To Katie for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. Picked up by Zajanaw. It's deflected back out of bounds. And it'll be Seward basketball. So Seward will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. A minute and 33 seconds to play in the first. The Jays will play it in. Boschlowski waiting. Finally gets it in to Katie. Back down in the corner to Boschlowski. Her shot is up there. It's good. A three-pointer. Beth Boschlowski throwing up a three-pointer from the left corner. And the Jays are out on top now by a score of 18-6. A 12-point lead already for Seward. Here comes the Antlers down the left sideline, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. Seward has hit six out of their first 13 shots in the ball game here tonight for 46%. Elkhorn just two out of six for 33%. So Seward has gotten away seven more shots than Elkhorn has. Seward playing tremendous defense so far here in this basketball game. 18-6, Seward has got the lead. Elkhorn with the ball. Kathleen Cox has got it out here in three-point territory to their wing. They're Richdorf, who's back into the ball game. Richdorf now to Bartosz. Free throw line extended right side. Bartosz comes over to Miner, top of the key. Picked up by Boschlowski. Over on the wing on the right side now to Brittany Lynch. At the free throw line, goes up with a shot. It's going to be knocked down. And it's going to be lost out of bounds. They say it was not touched. Katie Hughes was right there defensively for Seward. They say she didn't touch it, and it's going to be a turnover on Elkhorn. The fourth turnover in the ball game for the Antlers. Seward has got three. The Jays out to a 12-point lead early in the ball game. It's 18-6 with 55.4 seconds to play. Here in this first quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Anna Taverdi with the ball now for Seward. Gives it away to a Smetter, who's back into the ball game. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Sends it out here in three-point territory. A shot's put up there by Zajanaw. No good, and a foul on the rebound. So Courtney Zajanaw throws up a three. Seward is throwing up 10 three-pointers already here in the first quarter. They are 4 out of 10 from three-point territory, and not yet to the end of the first period. The foul goes there. But no foul. They're going to give the ball here to Elkhorn as they will play things in and backcourt. The foul did go on Emily Cady. So Cady picks up her second personal foul. It's now going to be Elkhorn playing the ball in against the Seward pressure here in backcourt. Kathleen Cox hustles into the forecourt now. Cox on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass comes out to Richdorf. Seward is in a man-to-man defense. Richdorf out here in three-point territory. Has to get rid of it. Does so to Miner. 25 seconds to play. Miner picked up by Boschlowski. On the wing, Kathleen Cox has got it. As a pass comes inside. Here's Lynch. Her shot is going to be up there. No good, and a foul is going to be called. That's Boschlowski picking up the personal foul for Seward. That's going to be your first. And now Brittany Lynch will go back to the free throw line for Elkhorn. Lynch has got 4 points so far in the ballgame. On a field goal, a couple of free throws. Now she adds one right here. She's three out of three from the free throw line. Bartosz has been the only other person to score so far for the Antlers here in the first quarter. 18-7. Seward has got the lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Brittany Lynch adds a couple of free throws, and it's now 18-8. Elkhorn applying pressure here in backcourt. Seward breaks it easily. Here's Boschlowski. She drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called as Taverdi wrestles down to Sarah Ritzdorf in the lane there. They give the ball to Elkhorn in the alternating jump. So the Antlers will play things in here in backcourt. Kathleen Cox will inbound the ball for the Antlers. 9.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Seward is leading Elkhorn here in this Class B state championship game. Lynch has got the ball here on the near sideline to Kathleen Cox, still in backcourt, approaching the 10-second line. Now they get it here to a Bartosz. 1 second. Bartosz holds on to the ball, and no shot. No shot from Elkhorn in the first quarter of play as time expires. First quarter in the books tonight, the Class B state championship ball game here on ESPN Radio. The score after one, it is Seward 18, Elkhorn 8.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet.
Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, end of the first quarter. Seward has got the lead over Elkhorn. The score is 18-8 in the first quarter. Seward hitting 6 out of 15 from the field for 40%. They're 4 out of 10 on three-pointers for 40%. Meanwhile, Elkhorn just 2 out of 7 from the field for 28% in the first quarter. They missed their only three-point attempt. Free throws, Seward was 2 out of 2, and Elkhorn was 4 out of 6. Rebounds, Elkhorn has got 6. Seward has got 9. So the Jays have the lead. They'll have the basketball to begin this second quarter. Shooting to our basket to our right. Boslavsky has got it here for Seward as they get things started here in the second period. Lobs it here to a Zajanov right at the top of the three-point arc. Goes over to a Katie Hughes. Hughes, bounce pass back to the right side. It's Taverdi with the ball. Anna Taverdi back to the left wing over there to Emily Katie, who's back into the ball game with a couple of personal fouls. Boslavsky has got the ball. Beth holds it high above her head. Now to a Courtney Zajanov. Zajanov playing beyond the ring. Elkhorn trying to buckle down here defensively. Giving up 18 points there in the first quarter. Beth Boslavsky with the ball at the top of the key, trying to penetrate. Hands it away. Emily Katie. Katie now on the wing on the left side to Hannah Taverdi. Taverdi comes back to Boslavsky. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Now to Emily Katie. Katie flips her back out here. Here's Taverdi. She launches up a long three. It's nope, a two-pointer. Hannah Taverdi hits the two. Her foot was on the line. Hannah Taverdi with 7 points in the ballgame now for Seward. 20-8 is the score. The Jays have the lead. Here comes Elkhorn back with the basketball. Ritzdorf has got a free throw line extended right side. Ritzdorf, two-handed pass, comes to the near side. Courtney Jensen. Jensen back outside to Miner. Seward stays with a man-to-man defense. Here's Ritzdorf on the wing. On the right side, two-handed pass comes over here to Cox in a traveling violation. Kathleen Cox is whistled for the steps. 5 turnovers on Elkhorn here in the basketball game. 6:44 to play here in the first half. Seward with a 20-8 lead over Elkhorn. In this Class B state championship game, we've got the Class C1 battle coming up next here on ESPN Radio. It'll be Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Wahoo. That'll be the sixth of six games I've had for you today here on ESPN. Here's Boslavsky outside of Taverdi. Her shot is up and in. A three-pointer again by Hannah Taverdi. She has knocked down 10 points already for Seward. Emily Kitty has got 8. And the Jays are out on top with a score of 23-8. Here's a shot for the short baseline. Good by Cox. That makes the score 23-10. It was 18-8 after the first quarter in favor of Seward. Jays have the ball back here. Beth Boslavsky has got it. Gets away on the dribble. Sends it down in the corner to a Zajanov. Zajanov, now to Katie. Now to Taverdi. Taverdi brings it back to Zajanov. Her long-range jumper is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Cox. Kathleen Cox runs her back the other way, tries to get around Boslavsky, knocks her down, and a foul is called. Boslavsky is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Seward, a blocking foul on Beth. That's going to be her second foul, so now Katie and Boslavsky, each with 2 personal fouls so far in the basketball game. Now coming into the ball game is going to be Smetter, and going out will be, looks like Katie is going to go to the bench. We've got 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. Seward has got a 13-point lead. It is 23-10. Elkhorn will play things in. Jensen will get it inside now to a Bartosz, who's back into the ball game. Back outside now to Miner. Miner dribbles with the ball, sends it over on the wing on the right side to Courtney Jensen. Jensen holds on to it, takes it to the elbow, stops there, goes to the right sideline to Brittany Lynch. A pass into the lane to a Baumert, and she's called for the steps. Nope, a foul. Maggie Baumert gets the shot to go down, and she's fouled in the play. As many traveling situations that we have seen today. I thought maybe Baumert shuffled her feet inside, but she gets the field goal to go down. That makes the score 23-12 now. The personal foul is called on Smetter of Seward. That's going to be her second. Maggie Baumert to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll be going to Georgia next year, University of Georgia, to play volleyball. 23-13, Seward has got a 10-point lead over Elkhorn here tonight in the Class B state championship ball game. Courtney Zajanaw with the ball, brings it out to Hannah Taverdi. Taverdi now on the wing to a Smetter. Back out to the top of the key, that's a Zajanaw, her two-pointer. Nope, they're going to give her a three-pointer put up there by Courtney Zajanaw. That is good. That's at the opposite end of the floor. We are clear at the other end here. So some of those three-pointers, tough to see, but Courtney Zajanaw nails the three-pointer for Seward, and it's now a 26-13 ball game. The Jays have doubled the score on Elkhorn. Here's a Baumert with the ball. Down to a Kathleen Cox on the far sideline. Lobs it over here to Lynch. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled in the play. They get the ball down to Brittany Lynch on the low block left side, and she is fouled in the play. And now Lynch will go to the free throw line here for Elkhorn. Brittany Lynch, the All-Stater, averaging 15 points per ball game. She got six so far here in this basketball game. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Brittany Lynch to the line. Katie Hughes picked up that last foul for Seward. That's her first. A shot from the line by Brittany Lynch is up and in. Lynch now is 7. Here comes Katie back into the ball game now for Seward. Coming out will be Grace Smetter. 4 minutes, 51 seconds to play, second quarter, 26-14 Seward. Next shot is up there, it's good. 6 out of 6 from the free throw line for Brittany Lynch. 8 points in the ball game. 26-15, the Jays with an 11-point lead. Beth Boschlosky with the ball now for Seward, hustles into the forecourt behind a Katie screen, circles around down the baseline and out to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Beth Boschlosky scoring there. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and now it's a 28-15 ball game. Seward leading by 13 points. This is a team that likes to put points on the scoreboard. They averaged 67 points per ball game during the regular season. They scored 61 and 48 in the two ball games so far here in the state tournament. Miner has got the ball on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside the free throw circle to Baumert. She tries to dump it down low to Lynch, and the ball swatted out of her hands, out of bounds. Getting back there defensively was Katie Hughes for Seward. So Elkhorn will play it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the second. 28-15 is the score. Boschlosky again is going to check out of the ball game. Katie's going to check out again. Taylor Seaman coming into the ball game now for Seward. Seaman averaging 3.9 points per ball game and 1.1 rebounds per game. Lynch has got the ball. Two-handed pass goes to the right side of the lane to Jensen. Her short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Katie Hughes. Hughes has got it now to Hannah Taverdi, and here come the Seward Blue Jays. They have got a 13-point lead here in the second quarter. Hannah Taverdi works against the man-to-man defense. Right side, Courtney Zajanaw leaves it out on top. With the basketball out there is going to be Katie Hughes with the ball now. Katie goes to Hannah Taverdi. Now top of the key to Courtney Zajanaw. Over on the wing on the left side, that's going to be a Seaman with the ball. Seaman sends it down in the corner. They get it to Hannah Taverdi. Back outside, down to Hughes. Hughes holds it. Now to Grace Smetter. Smetter goes over on the far sideline. Long-range jumper for three is good. Hannah Taverdi is on fire. She has got 13 points in the ballgame for Seward, and the Jays are out on top 31-15, and Elkhorn wants to call a timeout. So a highly anticipated ballgame here in the state tournament. Not materializing the way everybody thought it was going to be here in Class B. Seward blowing out second-ranked Elkhorn in the first half. We got a timeout, 3:30 to play. Until halftime, Seward 31, Elkhorn 15.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Class B State Championship game, Seward 31, Elkhorn 15. Seward, again, a team that has won 24 games in a row here in the 2010-2011 season. Started off the year by beating Hastings High in a game we did on 1230 KHIS to beat the Tigers 81-29 to start their season. This is an explosive team. Elkhorn has got the ball in their offensive zone here. Crystal Foster has got it. Free throw line extended right side. A pass comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hughes. That's a turnover on Elkhorn. Hughes then loses control of the ball. It's picked up by Cox. Cox gets the ball away, and the lane and shot is up and in. Maggie Baumert scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. The assist to Kathleen Cox. 31-17, Seward with a 14-point lead. Jays with the ball in their offensive zone. Right sideline, Courtney Zajanaw's got it. Zajanaw puts it on the floor, comes out to Hughes. Hughes now to Smetter on the wing. She takes off with the basket. Her shot is up there and in. They found a little seam in the defense, and Grace Smetter winds her way to the basket and scores off of the window. She has got 2 points in the ballgame. Seward leading now by a score of 33-17. Pressure again by the Jays here in backcourt. Out of Maggie Baumert. Brings it across the 10-second line to Kathleen Cox. Two-on-one break. Goes for the hole and scores. Cox now with 4 points in the basketball game. 33-19. We're down to 2:21 to play. A quick moving first half here in the Class B state championship ball game. Hannah Taverdi with the ball. Moves it over to Courtney Zajanaw. Zajanaw now to Hughes at the top of the key. Moves it back to the wing on the left side to Seaman. She holds the ball. Has to get rid of it. Now does. Hannah Taverdi hangs onto it here for Seward. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Goes over to Katie Hughes on the left sideline. Hughes hangs onto it. Looking. Katie Hughes has still got it. Now takes the three-pointer. Shot is up there, way off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot's going to be blocked down and a foul called. Seaman got the offensive board there on the right baseline for Seward. She goes up with a shot, and she's hacked on the arm. And now Seaman will go to the free throw line here for Seward. She's averaging 3.9 points per ball game, 1.1 rebound per game. Seaman has not scored so far tonight here for the Jays. She'll have two shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's good. Last foul, one on Maggie Baumert of Elkhorn. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three on Elkhorn. We have not had a whole lot of fouls here in this first half. Seward has got 7. Elkhorn has got 3. So another free throw coming up here from Taylor Seaman. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Elkhorn. 34-19 is the score. Pressure here in backcourt. Kathleen Cox gets it to a Crystal Foster. Foster down the left side of the lane. Sends it down in the corner to Brittany Lynch. Pass out on the right wing. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt. Picked up by Seaman. A turnover on Elkhorn. Seaman drives for the hole and scores. Another turnover on Elkhorn. That's their 7th turnover of the ball game. Seaman gets her first field goal. It is now a 36-19 ball game. Seward has got the lead. There's a Bartosz with the ball now for Elkhorn. 1:18 to play. They're the second quarter. Class B state championship here tonight. Crystal Foster with the ball. Moves it over here to a Ritzdorf, who's back into the ball game. Bounce pass goes inside. Brittany Lynch dribbles in the lane. Her short jumper's up there and in. Right in front of the hole, Brittany Lynch hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's now in double figures with 10. It's a 15-point lead for the Jays. 36-21. We're down to 55 seconds to go. There's a Hannah Taverdi with the ball. Sends it down in the corner to Katie Hughes. She holds onto it here. Hughes has the ball poked away. Bartosz got her hands on it there and poked the ball into the bench. So Seward will play things in off of the far sideline. Into the ball game now is going to be Courtney Jensen for Elkhorn. She'll guard the inbounds person over there, Grace Smetter. Smetter gets it in. Seward may elect to go for the final shot here. As the Hannah Taverdi has got the ball, now to Hughes. We're down to 35 seconds to go. Zajanaw will take a three, and her shot is good. Nothing but net for Courtney Zajanaw as she throws up her second three-pointer of the ball game. Everything that Seward's throwing up is going down through the hole. 39-21, an 18-point lead for the top-ranked Jays over the second-ranked Elkhorn Antlers. Pressure again in backcourt. Finally, Elkhorn gets it into the offensive zone. Bartosz gets it into the hands now of Kathleen Cox. Dribbles to the free throw line. A jumper put up there. She banks one home. Kathleen Cox with 6 points in the ball game. It's now 39-23. Seward with a lead. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Hannah Taverdi throws up a three-pointer at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. Very impressively, the Seward Blue Jays are out on top here at halftime in the Class B state championship game. They look like a team that has won 74 games in a row. Working on number 75 here tonight, Seward has got the lead at halftime. It's Seward 39, Elkhorn 23. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on ESPN Radio.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, the Class B State Championship game here tonight. As we wind down for the 2010-2011 girls basketball season, one game yet to go, Hastings St. Cecilia and Wahoo in the Class C1 state title ball game. Welcome to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show here on ESPN Radio. Don't let trash take up your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Seward got off to a good start here tonight. In fact, they jumped out on top of Elkhorn by a score of 10-4. It was 15-6, 18-6, and then 18-8 at the end of the first quarter. And the Jays continue to shoot the ball extremely well here in the first half. They have racked up 39 points already on the Elkhorn Antlers. And at halftime, it is 39-23. Seward has got the lead. Halftime numbers here for the Jays. They have hit 56% of their shots so far in this ballgame. They are 14 out of 25 from the field, 8 out of 16 on the three-pointers for Seward here in the ballgame. They're 3 out of 4. From the free throw line. Just got handed the halftime stats. It was for the last ball game. But we'll grab them off of the monitor again. 14 out of 25. Seward is hitting 56% from the field. 8 out of 16 on three-pointers for 50%. And 3 out of 4 on free throws for 75%. Elkhorn is 8 out of 14 from the field tonight for 57%. They are 0 out of 1 on three-pointers. And they are 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Rebounds, Seward winning that war too. They've got 11 boards so far in the ball game, 8 for Elkhorn. And Seward has got the lead here at halftime by a score of 39-23. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, we'll come back to check the scoring in the first half as we continue on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Class B State Championship game for you tonight here on ESPN Radio. Seward with a lead over Elkhorn. The score is 39-23 at the break. Anna Taverdi leading the way so far for Seward. She's got 13 points in the basketball game. She has hit 5 out of 8 shots, including 3 out of 5 from 3-point territory. Has also pulled down a couple of rebounds. Anna Taverdi with 13 points in the ball game for the Jays. Emily Cady has got 8 points in the contest. She's got a couple of three-pointers, and she is 3 out of 5 from the field so far. Cady has got 8. Also with 8 points is Courtney Zajanaw. She has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. The other scorers for Seward, Beth Boschlowski has got a 3 and a 2. She has got 5 points here at halftime. Taylor Seaman got into the ball game late in the second quarter, hit a field goal for 2. Grace Smetter has got a field goal and 2 points. And also into the ball game for Seward. Well, that is it. That's their 39 points on the board here for the Jays in this first half of play. Elkhorn is being led so far by the 10 points that Brittany Lynch has put up here in the ball game. Lynch has got a couple of field goals And she is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Kathleen Cox has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Maggie Baumert got into the ball game, had a couple of field goals, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 5. Other than that, Brooke Bartosz has got a field goal and 2 points for Elkhorn. It is Seward out on top of the Elkhorn Antlers, number 1 against number 2 here tonight for the Class B state title. Seward, the number 1 ranked team, with the advantage by 16 here at halftime. It's 39-23. We'll have more coming up on ESPN Radio.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Halftime of the Class B state championship ball game for you tonight. The Seward Blue Jays out on top of Elkhorn to score 39-23. It's been a busy day today in Lincoln. Not only the championship ball games going on here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, but consolation games going on in all the classes at Lincoln East and also at Lincoln Southwest here today. Class A state championship was won by Bellevue East today. They beat Bellevue West by the score of 52-49. That's the third state championship for Bellevue East. They also won in 2002 and in 2006. Millard West won the consolation game in Class A. They beat Omaha Central by a score of 55-50. Class B state championship game in progress right now. Seward with a lead over Elkhorn at halftime, 39-23. Holdridge won the consolation game today out at Lincoln Southwest, winning by 2 points over Beatrice, 56-54. Class C1 is the lone remaining state championship game. We'll decide after this one. Hastings St. Cecilia up against Wahoo. The Hawkettes winning over Sandy Creek in the semifinals yesterday, 78-65. And Wahoo beating Minden, 59-46. We'll have a game time right around 9 o'clock, I would imagine, before we get to that one here tonight. Sandy Creek won the consolation game earlier today out at Lincoln Southwest, beating Minden by the score of 62-45. Yet in Class C2 today was Homer over Crofton, 49-45. That is the first championship in the school's history for Homer, and only their second appearance here in the girls' state tournament. Huntington Cedar Catholic won the consolation game over Aquinas by a score of 55-50. Howells won their first state championship in Class D1. That goes along with all the school's football championships that they have accumulated over the years. Howells taking home the gold here, winning over Pender 46-36. The consolation game went to West Point Central Catholic as they down Chambers Wheeler Central today by a score of 67-60. In Class D2, the winner was Why Not. They won their second championship as Why Not knocks off Hayes Springs by a score of 42-33. Their last championship in 2005. They had one here in 2011 as they beat Hayes Springs today in the championship ball game. And in the consolation, it was Lindsay Holy Family over Brady by a score of 53-39. Seward, the state's number one ranked team in Class B, with a lead over number two ranked Elkhorn at halftime. The score is 39-23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to the Class B State Championship on ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
All right, getting set for the second half here tonight. Class B, Seward out on top of Elkhorn by a score of 39-23. Our state tournament coverage this year from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Seth Johnson. He's your Channel Seed dealer, located on the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in a local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Best of luck to all the athletes in this year's Girls State High School Basketball Tournament from Channel Seeds. 39-23 is our score here as we get ready for the second half, our fifth game of the day here today on ESPN Radio. Again, Brittany Lynch is leading the way for Elkhorn. So far, she's got 10 points to lead the Antlers. Leading the way for the Seward Blue Jays has been Hannah Traverti with 13. For the Jays, 14 out of 25 from the field in the first half for 56%. Elkhorn, 8 out of 14 for 57%. But the Jays have knocked down 8 three-pointers. Nothing for Elkhorn so far in the ball game from three-point range. Antlers have the ball as they work it back into their offensive zone on the opening possession of the second half and turn the ball away. Emily Cady has got it now for Seward as he drives, shoots, and misses the layup. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, they're going to have a foul called here. Personal foul, a pushing foul here on the Elkhorn Antlers. No, they're going to call this one on Seward. I thought they were lining up for a free throw. That's not the case. Cady Hughes picks up the foul. That's going to be her second for Seward. So Cady gets the turnover there but cannot finish at the rim. And now Elkhorn loses the ball out of bounds as they were bringing it up. Kathleen Cox drops it into the scorer's table on the far sideline. So a turnover there on Elkhorn. That's going to be their ninth of the ball game. Seward has only got three. So Katie will play things in. Seward shooting to our basket to our left here in this second half. The Seward Blue Jays out on top looking for their 75th win in a row here tonight and their third consecutive state championship. Hannah Traverti has got the ball for Seward. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. That's a Cady with the ball now. Dribbles once. Lobs it back out to Boschlowski. Now to Hannah Traverti. Down in the corner here on the left side. They get it to Courtney Zajna. They work her back around the three-point arc. Now there's an entry pass to Hughes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Lynch for Elkhorn. Lynch gets the ball away to Kathleen Cox. She'll be met there at the 10-second line by Hannah Traverti. On the wing on the right side is a Ritzdorf. Comes out now to Lynch. Moves it over on the left side to a Jamie Miner. Top of the key, that's a Ritzdorf. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Can't go for the shot. Now to Miner. Miner to Kathleen Cox on the wing on the right side. Holds the ball there against Traverti. Drives it down to the baseline. Dumps it off in the lane. Jensen goes for the hole. Her shot is going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Seward basketball. Again, a blown opportunity there for Elkhorn. A shot from point blank range right in front of the basket by Courtney Jensen. They can't convert. 39-23. Seward has got a 16-point lead. 6:40. Remaining here in the third quarter in the Class B state championship ball game. Boschlowski down in the corner to Emily Cady. To Boschlowski down to Traverti down in the corner. Zajanov shot for three is good. Courtney Zajanov with three-pointers in the ball game. She's got 11 points in the contest. And Seward getting ready to blow the Antlers out of here. 42-23 is the score. Here's a shot in the lane by Lynch. That one won't go. Boschlowski has got the rebound, and now a jump ball is called. Boschlowski runs right into Lynch down there on the baseline, and they call a quick jump ball there, but the arrow is pointing in favor of Seward, so the Jays will come back this direction with the basketball. They'll play things in. Hannah Traverti has got the ball. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Takes it down the left side of the lane to Zajana. Takes it down on the baseline. Now back out on top. That's going to be Cady with the ball over on the right side now to Beth Boschlowski. Boschlowski getting away from Miner. Dribble penetration down in the corner now to Cady, and her shot is up and in. Another three-pointer. Emily Cady now with 11 points in the ball game, and it is now a 45-23 ball game. Seward has got a big lead here in the Class B state championship ball game. Cox has got the ball, dribbles inside, puts up a little 10-footer. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Katie. Seward runs her back the other way like a hockey match. It's a Katie back in the offensive zone. The Boslowski drives it down the lane. The ball poked away. Scramble is on it. Now we got a foul is going to be called here as Boslowski is knocked down hard here for Seward, and she is slow in getting up. The foul is going to be whistled here on Elkhorn. Boslowski trying to shake things off down there. Going to stay into the ball game. Foul is going to be called here on the antlers of Seward. It's going to go on Kathleen Cox. Cox picks up personal foul number one. That's going to be team foul number one on Elkhorn here in the second half of play. Boslowski will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Takes it down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Traverti. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out. It's off of the fingertips of Cox. Now Cox picks it up for Elkhorn. Dribbles. Her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Had a two-on-two break back the other way. Kathleen Cox's pass is tipped out of bounds by Hannah Traverti of Seward. So it's going to be Elkhorn inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Richdorf holding it. Now comes way out on top. She just throws it out here. It's picked up into the backcourt now by Jensen. Courtney Jensen on the dribble now. We got a foul called. Courtney Zajanaw right in her grill defensively and commits the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on Seward here in the second half of play. 5 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the third. Seward has opened up a 22-point lead. It's 45-23. Miner has got the ball now for Elkhorn on the dribble. Moves it to the right side. Down in the corner, Kathleen Cox for three. Shot good. Kathleen Cox buries a three ball. She has got 9 points in the ball game now. And Seward has now got a 19-point lead, 45-26. On the right sideline, Zajanaw drives, and a short jumper, no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And now Courtney Zajanaw will go to the free throw line for Seward. Being hit on the arm there, and a foul is going to go on Elkhorn. So Zajanaw to the free throw line. She's got 11 points so far in the contest. Jensen picks up that last foul. Courtney Jensen, that's her second. Zajanaw to the line, her shot good. Now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Zajanaw has had games of 10 and 3 points so far in the two outings in the state tournament. She's in double figures here tonight. She's got 12 points. Her best outing of the state tournament so far coming here in the finals against Elkhorn. She'll have one more shot. It's in the air. That one is good. Courtney Zajanaw now with 13, and the Seward lead is back up to 21 points, 47 the 26, 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Miner has got the ball, picked up by Boslowski, approaching the 10-second line. Now brings it into the offensive zone with a pass to Crystal Foster. Foster dribbles behind her back, gets it to Miner. Miner directing some traffic, throws it over here to Kathleen Cox, picked up there by Traverti, dribbles behind her back, drives it down the lane, jump pass is deflected, picked up on the far sideline by Miner. Miner drives the baseline underneath the basket. Here's a bounce pass, deflected away again. Picked up by Bartosz. She throws up a shot. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Boy, a lot of tip balls down there by the Seward defense. Personal foul is going to go on Boslowski. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line will be Brooke Bartosz now for Elkhorn. She got 2 points on a field goal. So Bartosz will have one. Actually, two shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. The first one is up there. It's around the rim and falls down through the hole. 47-27. Number one ranked Seward with a lead here. Looking for their third consecutive state championship here for 2010-2011. Brooke Bartosz will have one more. Spins the ball at the free throw line. Throws it up there. The shot good. She hits a pair. And it's now 47-28. Elkhorn down by 19 points. There's a Courtney Zajanaw with the ball now for Seward. Gets it away to Hannah Traverti. Brings it into the forecourt. Traverti on the dribble now against the Miner. Traverti still with the ball. Dribbles it to the right side. Now here's a feed to the right wing. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Cox. The fourth turnover now and Seward in the ball game. Kathleen Cox for Elkhorn. Down in the corner. Here's a long three put up there by Foster. No good. Foul shot is up and in. Brittany Lynch gets the rebound and the follow shot. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. And now the head coach for the Seward Blue Jays wants to call a timeout as they want to talk things over. Tom Traverti is up. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break at Seward 47, Elkhorn 30.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Hastings St. Cecilia coming up next here on ESPN Radio. They will seek the Class C1 state championship in our nightcap here tonight from Lincoln. We got 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It is 47-30. Seward has got the lead over Elkhorn. Seward with the ball following the timeout from head coach Tom Taverde. Now a traveling violation is called on Grace Smetter. He tried to set things up. Stopped here on the wing on the left side. Commits a fifth turnover. The ball game for the Blue Jays. Now Seward will apply some pressure down here in backcourt. Into the ball game now for Elkhorn is going to be Courtney Jensen. Going to the bench will be Brick Bartosz. So it's a 17-point ball game right now. It's 47-30. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Kathleen Cox with the ball on the dribble here in backcourt. Sends it over here to Lynch. Lynch now to Jensen. Jensen has a break. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Courtney Jensen scores for Elkhorn. It's now 47-32. A 15-point lead for Elkhorn. We're down to 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Seward with the basketball on their offensive end. Anna Taverde with the ball. Backs up near the 10-second line. Now drives it down the lane. Taverde to the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Miner. Miner gets the ball now to Lynch. Gets the ball ahead. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Cox. Lynch went to Kathleen Cox, and Kathleen scores. She's got 11 points, and now Elkhorn is back within 13 points. 47-34 with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play as the Elkhorn fans behind us get into the ball game for the first time in a while. There's Zajanaw with the ball. Now to Emily Cady. Cady hands it away to Smetter. Drives it. Gets rid of it now. They get it over here on the wing to Emily Cady. Down in the corner to Hughes. Back out to Cady. Now to Hannah Taverde. Taverde dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Man-to-man defense for Elkhorn. On the wing on the right side is going to be Zajanaw. A reaching in foul is going to be called here on Kathleen Cox. The second foul on Cox. So it's 47-34. We're down to 2 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the third. That's going to be the third team foul called on Elkhorn here in the basketball game. Beth Boslowski comes back into the ball game now for Seward, and going out will be Grace Smetter. 2:49 remaining. Third quarter, Seward is still leading by 13 points here in the Class B state championship ball game. Elkhorn trying to make a run now. Hughes has got the ball, free throw line extended left side. Comes out between the circles to a Zajanaw. Zajanaw puts it on the floor, dribbles, now in trouble as she gets it away to Emily Cady. Cady now with 2.5 minutes to play, holding the ball out here in three-point territory. Cady looking, finally goes to Hughes. Hughes holding the ball beyond the three-point arc now. Hughes trying to get away, finally does so, gets the pass away to Boslowski, gets away, drives it to the basket, loses control of the ball, and a traveling double dribble violation is called on Boslowski. Beth wanted a foul, she didn't get it. Double dribble violation instead. That's 6 turnovers on Seward here in the basketball game. We're down to 2:16 to play now in the third. This is as close as Elkhorn has been for a while. It was a 16-point margin at halftime at 39-23. 18-8 at the end of the first quarter. Long pass down the floor. Cox grabs it, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Smetter. Grace runs her back the other way for Seward. 1-on-3. Contact made, foul called. So again, Elkhorn had an opportunity there but could not convert at the rim as Kathleen Cox misses a driving layup. Now a foul is going to be called back on Elkhorn as they come back in their defensive zone. Brittany Lynch picks up the personal foul for the Antlers. That's going to be your first. The only loss that Elkhorn has suffered this year was to a Class A power and losing to Bellevue West early in the season. That's a team that played for the Class A state championship earlier today. Katie's long-range jumper is going to be no good, and the ball goes out of bounds on the long rebound. It's going to be Elkhorn basketball. They lost to Class A Bellevue West 77-51. That's their only loss of the season. But the Antlers right now trailing by 13 points, 47-34. Boslowski checks back out. Here comes Smetter back into the ballgame now for Tom Taverde and the Blue Jays. 2:04 remaining in the third, 47-34. Seward has got the lead. There's Elkhorn with the ball. Cox down the left sideline. Goes down in the corner to a Miner. Miner is going to drive the ball. Goes up against Taverde. The ball knocked loose. Taverde trying to flip the ball out of there. Now the scramble is on, and we got a jump ball called here. Three girls hit the deck in the lane. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Elkhorn. So the Antlers will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Crystal Foster will inbound here for Elkhorn. Holding the ball. Lobs it back out here. That's going to be a Brittany Lynch with the ball. Lynch holding it. Lynch drives it toward the bucket, bounces off with the defender, and throws up a shot. It's no good, but a foul is going to be called. Katie was there for the Seward Blue Jays. Foul is going to go on Zajanaw instead. They were both there, and Zajanaw picks up the foul. Here's Lynch to the free throw line. Her first shot is good. She is now 7 out of 7 on free throws. And Elkhorn trying to sneak their way back into things here. 47 to 35 is the score. Seward leading by a dozen as a Brittany Lynch. We'll go back to the stripe here for Elkhorn. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Lynch now 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. 47 to 36. 1:41 to play here in the third. Here's a Hannah Taverdi with the ball. Gets it outside, a long-range jumper by Zajanaw. Good, big, big bucket there. A three-pointer by Courtney Zajanaw. She has now got 16 points in the basketball game. Here's a Foster driving through the wall. It's going to be blocked. A block by Courtney Zajanaw. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Emily Katie. Gets the ball ahead to a Boschlowski, and her shot good, and she's fouled. Boy, there's a big turn of events right there. Seward getting a block down here. Back the other way, Boschlowski gets the field goal, and now she goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. So just as Elkhorn was trying to get back into the ball game, they trailed by 11. Now they look up on the board, and they're down by 16 points again. 52 to 36 with a minute and 20 seconds to play. Boschlowski to the free throw line for Seward. First chance at a free throw here tonight. Boschlowski eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Lynch. Brittany Lynch with the ball now for Elkhorn. Hands the ball away to Kathleen Cox. A minute 14 to play as they come into the offensive zone. A feed down in the corner to Miner. Miner works against Boschlowski. Out on top to Ritzdorf. Her long-range jumper is up there. Rattles off. No good. Rebound Lynch. Follow shot good, and she's fouled. Brittany Lynch gets the offensive board and the putback. She has now got 16 points in the ball game here for Elkhorn. The basket counts. And now Ritzdorf, or rather Lynch, will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So Brittany Lynch, who is 8 out of 8 on free throws, will go to the line next for Elkhorn. It is now a 52-38 ball game. Seward has got the lead. Boschlowski picking up the personal foul for Seward. That's going to be her fourth, and now Beth is going to check out of the ball game here for head coach Tom Taverdi. Shot from the free throw line is good by Lynch. 52-39. Seward has got the lead. Now with a minute to play. There's a Hannah Taverdi. They went on over and back as she was dribbling the ball right there at the 10-second line. They didn't get it. Here's Zajanaw driving for the hole, and she'll be fouled into play. The Elkhorn fans right behind us yelling for an over and back violation as they were dribbling the ball. Hannah Taverdi right at the 10-second line. It appeared as if she went into the backcourt, but no violation called there. The foul went on Bartosz for Elkhorn. That's going to be your first. Here's Seward with a basketball. As they get it between the rings again, it's Hannah Taverdi as she works against the Miner. On the dribble, takes it to the far side. We're down to 43 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Seward has got a 13-point lead. Here's Emily Katie with the ball on the right sideline. Comes out now into three-point territory again to Taverdi. Now to Emily Katie. She switches places, and now she will run it out there. Calls the play out near the 10-second line. Emily Katie dribbling on the ball here for Seward. Lynch is loosely guarding her right at the top of the key. Now Lynch is going to sneak out there as Taverdi backs up near the 10-second line. We're down to 14 seconds to play. And then this is Katie. Katie dribbling the ball near the 10-second line. Now on the dribble, here's the ball. It's going to be knocked loose, and a kicking violation is going to be called on Miner. Miner trying to poke the ball away on a potential double team there on Katie and kick the ball, and Seward will play things in. Now with 7.6 seconds to play in front of the media row here on the near sideline to get it to Katie again. Katie's going to drive the ball against Lynch. Down the right side of the lane, stops her 15-footer, is put up there. It's going to be no good. Lynch grabs the rebound, and time runs out here in the third. Three quarters in the books in the Class B state championship ball game for you tonight here on ESPN Radio. The score after three, Seward 52, Elkhorn 39.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
All right, we're back here in the fourth quarter as we start the fourth and final period here in the Class B State Championship ball game for you tonight on ESPN Radio. A reminder, our state tournament coverage being brought to you in part by Seth Johnson. He's your Channel Seed dealer, located on the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. They listen, Eric, around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, or in the local coffee shop. It's the most important thing they do, the secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. So go see Zeke. See Zeke today. He's at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. Wishes you the best of luck to all the area athletes here in the 2011 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. So 8 minutes to go in the Class B State Championship. Seward trying to win their 75th game in a row and their third straight title here tonight. Jays have a 52-39 advantage, and Seward has got the ball to begin the fourth and final quarter. Here's a pass out on top, nearly intercepted. Zazanov pulls her down there for the Jays. Over to Emily Cady. Two-handed pass comes across the top to Smetter. Oshlosky right now is on the bench with four personal fouls for Seward. Over on the wing is Katie Hughes. Hughes holds on to the ball, has to get rid of it. There's Emily Cady with it now inside the free throw circle. Lashana's up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Ritzdorf. Ritzdorf gets the ball ahead of Kathleen Cox. Hustles into the forecourt to the basket. She goes and scores. Kathleen Cox scores. She's now got 13 points in the ball game, and all of a sudden it's an 11-point ball game at 52-41. Here's Seward back with the basketball. Hughes has got it down in the corner. Brings it up out in the three-point territory. Hannah Tverdy. It's an 11-point ball game. Here's Emily Cady with the ball. Top of the key to Smetter. Dribble penetration. Jump pass to Tverdy. She takes the ball into the lane to the basket. She goes and scores. Hannah Tverdy now with 15 points in the ball game for Seward. 54-41. The Jays now by 13. Kathleen Cox with the ball. Hustles up into the offensive zone. Over to Miner. Two-handed pass comes to the near sideline. Ritzdorf has got it. Ritzdorf holds it on the wing. Back out between the circles now to Kathleen. Cox gets away, dribbles the ball down the lane. First shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound loose, being tapped around on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Seward ball. So Seward will play things in. Into the ball game now for Elkhorn is going to be Maggie Baumertz. Baumertz at the University of Georgia volleyball recruit. As he checks into the ball game now for Elkhorn. She's a big girl. Baumert at 6'3" and a senior checking in there for the Antlers. 54-41. Seward has got a 13-point lead. Jays with the ball back in their offensive end. Here's a great Smetter around the screen from Tverdy. Gets it out to Emily Cady. Spins out here. Drives it down the lane. Throws it down in the corner, but Seward won't take the shot. Back out to Grace Smetter. Now to Hannah Tverdy. Tverdy dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Seward going to be patient. Gives a good shot here on each and every possession. There's a Zazanaugh with it now. Zazanaugh hands it away to Cady. Cady out here at the top of the key looking to penetrate. Gives it out to Hannah Tverdy. Man-to-man defense for the Antlers. Here's going to be a Zazanaugh again just inside the free throw line. Ashana's up there. It's going to be short. Battle for the rebound. It's picked up in the lane, and Ashana's up there. It falls off of the front iron. Shot taken there by Zazanaugh. And the rebound comes down to Seward, rather by Elkhorn. Long pass ahead. They get it down there on the baseline to a Brittany Lynch. Her ball is going to be intercepted. Her pass intercepted there by Emily Cady. Drives a two-on-one. Goes for the hole. Collision. Foul called. Emily Cady goes down. And also a defender there for Elkhorn. And getting up for the Antlers was Crystal Foster. Foster picks up her first personal foul. As those two players go down hard. And now Cady goes to the free throw line. Cady will be coming to Nebraska next year to play for Connie Yori here for the Huskers. 11 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. Katie averaging 12 points per ball game, 12.6 to be exact. She got 12 points already here in this one. Bartosz comes back into the ball game now for Elkhorn. And now we're going to have a timeout. We've got a timeout with 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Seward 55, Elkhorn 41.
We believe you deserve That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Class C1 state championship ball game is the sixth and final one coming away tonight here on ESPN Radio. Been a busy day getting ready to crown our fifth state champion here in this Class B championship ball game. Seward out on top, 55-41. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play. To the free throw line will be Emily Cady. Her shot is up there. It's good. Cady now with 13 in the ball game, 56-41. Elkhorn had this lead down to 11 points. That's as close as they have been in a long, long time. It's now at 15, 56-41. There's a Bartosz with the ball down the near sideline. Bounce pass and a foul called. They get it to Courtney Jensen. And she is hit from behind as she receives the ball there. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Seward. So no free throws here. Elkhorn is lining up around the free throw line, but no free throws here. Elkhorn will play things in. The last foul went on Hughes. That's going to be your third. So Elkhorn will play things in. Kathleen Cox has got the ball. Moves it over on the wing to Miner. Miner holds it. Now to the top of the key to Bartosz. Lobs it inside to Baumert. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and they draw a foul. I think Cady was there again for Seward. Draws the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Well, Slavsky already on the bench with four, so Elkhorn now going to work on Emily Cady inside as they pound the ball inside to Maggie Baumert. As Maggie goes to the free throw line now, her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Baumert with a couple of field goals, and she is one out of two from the free throw line so far today. Baumert will have one more. The score is 56-41. Seward has got the lead. Baumert toes the mark for his second of two shots. It's up there. That one is good. 56-42, a 14-point lead now as Seward has got the ball. And they throw the ball away. Emily Cady taking it to the far sideline and threw it way over the head of Hannah Taverdi. Turnover number 7 on Seward here in the basketball game. And it's going to be Elkhorn balls. They will play it in off of the far side. We're down to 5:07 to play here in the Class B state championship game. Kathleen Cox has got it. Now to Baumert. Holds it out here in three-point territory. Puts it on the floor. Now goes out to Jensen. Jensen across the top. As he gets it to a Kathleen Cox. Now to Miner. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Lynch. Holds the ball. Pounds it inside again to Baumert. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose and it's picked up here. Seward has got the ball on the hop. Grace Smetter gets it out to Emily Cady. Cady spins as he comes into the offensive zone. Now to Taverdi, and a foul is going to be called here on Kathleen Cox as she tried to tip the ball away there for Elkhorn. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Antlers. So we're going to have some free throws here. This will be a 1-1 situation for Emily Cady. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS in Hastings and ESPN 1460 KXPN in Kearney. Emily Cady at the free throw line, 13 points here in the ball game for Cady. Her shot is up there. It's good again. 57-42. Seward is now 8 out of 10 from the free throw line so far in this ball game. Cady will have one more. That shot is up there. Hits the front iron and rolls around and goes down through the hole. Cady now at 15. Cox comes back into the ball game now for Elkhorn. Going out will be Foster. And Elkhorn will play things in here in backcourt. And now the horn sounds and the official needs to go over and make sure everything is square here at the scores table. And now they're going to bring Kathleen Cox back out. And they're going to bring Crystal Foster back in. So Cox will wait at the scores table. And Elkhorn will play things in here in backcourt. So Kathleen Cox is waiting to check in at the next dead ball situation. Miner has got it now for Elkhorn. Goes down in the corner. Here's a long three. It's put up there and in. A three-pointer from the deep left corner by Sarah Richdorf. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's now 58-45, so a 13-point lead. Stewart has got the ball. Emily Cady double team, gets it away now. Anna Taverde drives it down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket. Her left-handed shot is up and in. Anna Taverde now is 17 in the ball game, 60-45. We're approaching the four-minute mark here of this fourth quarter. Here's Courtney Jensen, dribbles down the left side of the lane. Her pass is going to be intercepted, but a traveling violation is called in Hughes as she loses her footing and goes down. So Hughes gets the interception, but then she is called for the traveling. The eighth turnover on Seward here in the ballgame. Elkhorn will play things in underneath their own basket. Ritzdorf has got it. Lobs her in here. That's going to be Brittany Lynch with the ball with her back to the basket right at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Gets it out to Courtney Cox, picked up by Hannah Taverde of Seward. Cox, bounce pass, goes to Ritzdorf, dribbling left to right across the top of the key. Comes over here to Cox. She fires up a long-range jumper. It's good. A 15-footer by Kathleen Cox. She's got 15 points in the ball game. It's now 60-47. It's a 13-point lead for Seward. Jays have the ball, and now the Jays want to call a timeout. So Seward wants to talk things over with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the fourth. The score is Seward 60, Elkhorn 47.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
All right, 3:36 to go. The Class B state championship game for you tonight on ESPN Radio. Seward out on top of Elkhorn by a score of 60-47. Seward has led this baby from the opening tap. Got out to a big lead. Elkhorn trying to battle back here in the second half, but so far it's still a 13-point advantage. Only because shots like that, Emily Cady takes it down the right side of the lane and scores. Cady now with 17 in the ball game. They're keeping Elkhorn at bay here in the second half. It's now a 15-point lead, 62-47. Suter's got the lead. Here's a long free put up there. It's going to be no good by Jensen. An air ball. It's saved from going out of bounds, but right in the hands of Boschlowski, who's back into the ball game. Beth runs her back the other way, 2-on-2. She goes to the hole, and a foul is going to be called. An offensive foul is going to be called on Beth Boschlowski. And she's going to foul out of the ball game. So she comes back in, and all of a sudden she goes to the bench with 5 personal fouls. So Boschlowski fouls out of the ball game with 3:01 to play here in contest. She will leave with 7 points. Boschlowski had games of 12, 15, and now 7 in the state tournament. So Elkhorn will play things in following the charge. Boschlowski, just a junior. This team is going to be loaded again next season as they try to extend that winning streak past 75 games. Kathleen Cox has got the ball over to a Miner. Miner to the near side. And here's a three-pointer put up there and in. Courtney Jensen throws up the three. She has now got 5 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout, 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. It's a 12-point ball game now. Seward has got the lead. We'll take a break. 2:48 to play in the Class B State Championship. It's Seward 62, Elkhorn 50.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, look out for the state tournament edition of Huskerland Prep in the weeks ahead and the newsstands. Eric from the Tribune and yours truly to send our picture taken by Bob Jensen on Press Row. Be watching for that in the upcoming edition of Huskerland Prep in the state tournament edition. Hitting your newsstand soon. 62-50 is the score. 12-point lead, and now Seward turns the ball away, trying to bring it up down the near sideline. So Elkhorn making things interesting down the stretch here. Still plenty of time, 2:45 remaining. It's 62-50, a 12-point lead. Elkhorn will play things in here on the near sideline to get it to a Kathleen Cox. She works against Taverty, throws up a three ball. It's going to be up there, no good. Ball is tapped out, and a foul is going to be called on the rebound. It is tapped out of there. And a foul is going to go on, let's see, Elkhorn. We walk to the other end. So we're going to go to the free throw line. It's going to be Katie going to the free throw line. That's going to be the ninth team foul on Elkhorn. So this will be a one-and-one situation. Ritzdorf picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Katie has got 17 in the ball game, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's good. Katie now with games of 10, 18, and 18 in the state tournament thus far. Omaha Scott, Beatrice, and now Elkhorn. Emily Katie will have one more. That shot is up and in. She is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Seward now with a 14-point lead at 64-50 over the second-ranked team in the state in Class B, Elkhorn. Here's Lynch backing up. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the ball is brought down here by Grace Smetter. Smetter gets the offensive board for Seward. Gets the ball away now to Hughes, now to Smetter. Approaches the 10-second line now to Katie, still at backcourt. Katie splits a couple of defenders, comes into the offensive zone. Jump pass to Hughes, back out to Smetter. And now Seward will try to run as much clock as it can. Here's Hannah Taverty with the ball, now to Grace Smetter. She is double-teamed out here, and the foul is going to be called on Kathleen Cox. That's going to be the fourth foul on Cox. That comes with 2:05 to play. Nope, that's going to be number 5 on Cox. They give her 5 personal fouls, so Cox fouls out of the ball game now with 2:05 remaining in the ball game. She leads with 15 points. That is a solid night tonight for the Antlers at 9 points in the second half. Coming into the ball game now to replace her is going to be Crystal Foster. So Foster coming in. Cox goes out. To the free throw line for Seward is going to be Grace Smetter. Smetter has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal in the first half. This will be a first chance at a free throw here tonight. Jays have a 14-point lead. Their shot is up there, and the shot rims off no good. Schmetter will have one more. Seward now 11 out of 14 on free throws here tonight. Elkhorn is 13 out of 16. Schmetter will have one more. Her shot is up there, and that one is off of the back iron. No good, and the rebound comes down to Elkhorn. Miner has got the ball quickly ahead. They get it down the right sideline to Crystal Foster. Foster dribbling on the ball. Rockets a pass out on top. That's going to be Ritzdorf. Hands it away. Driving for the hole is going to be Jensen. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lynch. Her shot off the short baseline. Good. Brittany Lynch scoring there. She's got 19 points in the ball game. And now we got a timeout again from Elkhorn. So the Antlers back to within 12 points here. A minute and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take another 1 minute timeout here at Seward 64, Elkhorn 52.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature?
You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
All right, a minute and 48 seconds to play here in the Class B State Championship game here tonight at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Elkhorn making things interesting. It's a 12-point lead for Seward, 64-52. Pressure by the Antlers in backcourt. Taverde brings it across the 10-second line. Now to Emily Cady, back to Taverde. Remember, Boslowski is fouled out of the ball game here for Seward, their ball handler out there. And now we got, they threw it out of bounds from the far sideline. Nice touch over there by Cady Hughes. So a turnover on Seward as that ball is lost into the Blue Jays bench. And it's going to be Elkhorn playing it in here in backcourt with a minute and 33 seconds to play. So coming back with the basketball is going to be Miner, picked up by Hannah Taverde. Miner gets it to a Crystal Foster, dribbles behind her back, nearly dribbles it off through her leg. Now gets it under control. They get it to Courtney Jensen, now to Lynch. She drives the ball toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Seward, and a foul is going to be called. Cady Hughes grabs the rebound there for the Jays. So they walk to the other end. Now we're going to have some free throws. Elkhorn way over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. We're down to a minute and 14 seconds to go. They're going to the free throw line. It's going to be Cady Hughes. Hughes has not scored so far tonight. Averaging 5.3 of the season. Hughes' free throw is up there. It's good. 65-52. Seward just keeping the Elkhorn Antlers at bay here in this fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Not allowing Elkhorn to cut that lead down any more than less than 9 or 10 points. Now here's a double dribble violation on Miner as he was bringing the ball up the floor for Elkhorn. That's certainly not what the Antlers need here. That's 10 turnovers now on Elkhorn. 52-41 was the closest that Elkhorn got here in the second half. That came early in the fourth quarter. It's now 66-52. Seward has got the lead. Ritzdorfer is coming out of the ballgame now with a 1:10 to play. It's going to be Seward inbounding the ball off of the near sideline. Grace Smetter will inbound her here for Emily Cady. Cady now to Hannah Taverde. Taverde left-handed dribble down the near sideline. Comes back out to Smetter at the top of the key. Now to Cady, just to the right of the lane here. Now she drives it down the right side of the lane, goes down in the corner as they spread the floor again. Seward going to run some clock here, trying to lock up their third consecutive state championship. Emily Cady with the ball. Now to Smetter, drives down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there and in. Grace Smetter found his seam and took it to the hole and scored. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. We got a timeout here from Elkhorn. A timeout for the Antlers with 42 seconds to play in the Class B State Championship. We'll take a break with a score. Seward 68, Elkhorn 52.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
As we come back, Crystal Foster hits a field goal there for Elkhorn off the inbounds pass, and now we got a foul called. So the score is 68-54. A lot of the second and third teamers now mopping up here for both teams. And Seward is going to win their 75th game in a row here tonight. If you're wondering about a record, it's still far short of a record. 111 is the record winning streak set by West Point Central Catholic. So Seward will have to go at least another season and a half before they can maybe break that record, but they certainly have some charges on this team to maybe make a run at that. Free throw is going to be missed here by Alvarez. The second one is going to be in there. Tiffany Alvarez gets into the scorebook here. It's now 69-54. Here comes Elkhorn with a basketball. as he hit it at the top of the key. Driving down the lane, a bounce pass goes down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Seward, and now a foul is going to be called. Taylor Seaman got the rebound there for Seward, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Now Seaman will go to the free throw line with 19 seconds to go. Smetter is a senior for Seward. The Alvarez girl that's now in the lineup is also one of the seniors for the Jays, as this free throw is up there by Seaman. It's going to be no good. Emily Cady, of course, a senior. She'll play at Nebraska next year. And that is it. The rest of the charges are in force for Tom Taverdi to maybe make this a four-peat here for girls' high school basketball. This is number 3 in a row for Seward. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Taylor Seaman. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. And Seward has scored 70 points here in the state championship ball game as Elkhorn comes back with the ball. Here's a Foster. She throws up a long-range jumper from 3. That's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. And now Seward has to inbound the ball. That'll basically be the ball game. 8.9 seconds to play. Seward will complete another 25-0 season. This is win number 75 in a row for Seward as they dribble the ball here in backcourt. Seaman sends it near the 10-second line back into the offensive zone. This is Berry with the ball. Drives for the hole. A shot is taken. No good. And that is the ball game. The Seward Blue Jays are your Class B state champions. They knock off second-ranked Elkhorn tonight, and it was not the anticipated matchup that we expected when we saw these two teams play in the state tournament this year. Number 1-ranked Seward dominates the ball game here tonight, got out to a 39-23 halftime lead, never letting the Elkhorn Antlers back into the ball game. Elkhorn had it down to 11 points at one point, but never down in the single digits, and Seward wins their 75th game in a row here tonight in their third consecutive state championship. They beat Elkhorn tonight by a score of 70-54. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
And we're back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Seward Blue Jays win the Class B state championship tonight by a score of 70-54. Welcome to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, Incorporated of Kearney. I want you to see them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. You get your games on at Misco Sports. They're located in downtown Kearney. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play with a stop at Misco Sports. And they're getting ready for the spring sports season down there at Misco's. All of your track gear, your baseball gear, your softball gear, you can find it at Misco Sports in downtown Kearney. 70-54, the final score here tonight. Seward knocks off the Elkhorn Antlers, number 1-ranked Seward over the 2nd-ranked Elkhorn Antlers tonight by 16 points to win their third consecutive state championship. Seward has now won 75 games in a row. They finished 25-0 on the season. Elkhorn finishes their year with a mark of 23 wins and 2 losses. Seward got off to a quick start here tonight. Led the ball game 18-8 after the first quarter. It was 39-23 at halftime. In the third quarter, it was 52-39 in favor of Seward, and the Jays go on to beat Elkhorn tonight by a score of 70-54. Seward ends up shooting 22 out of 42 from the field tonight for 52%. Elkhorn was 19 out of 43 for 44%. Seward was 11 out of 21 on three-pointers for 52%. Elkhorn was 3 out of 8 for 37%. From the free throw line, Seward was 15 out of 21 for 71%, and Elkhorn was 13 out of 16 for 81%. Rebounds, 26 for Seward, 22 for the Elkhorn Antlers. So Seward wins it here tonight over the Elkhorn Antlers by the score of 70-54. We'll come back and check the scoring as our Misco Sports postgame show continues after this.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight. The fifth game of six on ESPN Radio as Seward wins the Class B state championship. They beat Elkhorn tonight by a score of 70-54. Checking the scoring in the ball game, first of all for Elkhorn, Brittany Lynch leads the way. She had 25 points in the basketball game tonight. For the Antlers, Lynch had five field goals, and she was nine. Actually, Lynch finishing with only 19 points. That's a correction. 19 points for Brittany Lynch in the ball game. She had five field goals, and she was 9 out of 9 from the free throw line. Kathleen Cox had 15 points in the ball game for Elkhorn. The other scorers, 6 points for Maggie Baumert, 5 points for Courtney Jensen, 4 points for Brooke Martosh. Then we had 3 points for Sarah Richdorf and 2 for Crystal Foster. But again, 19 points for Brittany Lynch and 15 points for Kathleen Cox for Elkhorn to lead the way for the Antlers here this evening. For the Victoria Seward Blue Jays, they were led by Emily Cady here in their final game as a Seward Blue Jay. Again, she'll be here in Nebraska next year playing on this floor. Emily Cady finishes with 19 points. Anna Traverti had 17 and Courtney Zajanaw had 16 points. Beth Wyslowski finishes with 7 before she fouled out with 3 minutes and 1 second to play in the game. Grace Smetter had 4. Taylor Seaman had 2 points. So Seward wraps up the Class B state championship. They knock off Elkhorn tonight by a score of 70-54. We have got the second, actually the sixth ball game and the third one of our second session coming up here on ESPN Radio. That will feature Hastings St. Cecilia and also the Wahoo Warriors. That's to decide the Class C1 state championship game. And we'll go with an airtime at 9 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. So come back at 9 o'clock. We'll get you the pregame info that you need for the Class C1 state championship. We'll start that at exactly 9 o'clock tonight here on ESPN Radio. Again, the Class B state championship won by Seward. They beat Elkhorn tonight by a score of 70-54. I'm Mike Will for ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.